I never yet heard of the parental tenderness of a trout eating up his little baby, nor of the filial gratitude of a spider nipping the life out of his gray-headed father and usurping his web. But if you would see the purest, the sincerest, the most affecting piety of a parent's love, startle a young family of quails, and watch the conduct of the mother. She will not leave you, no, not she, but she will fall at your feet, uttering a noise which none but a distressed mother can make, and she will run and flutter and seem to try to be caught, and cheat your outstretched hand, and affect to be wing-broken and wounded, and yet have just strength to tumble along until she has drawn you, fatigued, a safe distance from her threatened children and the young hopes of her heart. And then she will mount, whirring with glad strength, and away through the maze of trees you have not seen before, like a close-shot bullet, fly to her skulking infants. Listen now. Do you hear those three half-plaintive notes, quickly and clearly poured out? She is calling the boys and girls together.